Yeah, that's Nun Zayin Amud Aleph on top. Yeah, verse says again, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan Tam. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own Tam that they had before. The Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says when two brothers divide up the Yerusha, they don't consider like the portions they get came from the father, because we don't know which portion belongs to them, but rather they consider like they bought it off one another. That's called Lekuches. Now the Gemara says, V'yoz Rabbi Yochanan Tame. Yeah, so far we're talking about before about Hilchas. Yeah, Yochanan so far we're talking about also about Maisa Behema. That male is also Yipote for Maisa Behema, it's called like Shutfis. Smor says now, V'yoz Rabbi Yochanan Tame, that Yom Rabbat, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin Shacholku, when two brothers divide up the Yerusha, Lukulchas saying, we consider like they bordered off one another. In other words, Ein Breira, it's not for sure the portion you deserve from your father, but rather one brother sells it to the other one. And therefore, O Machzirin Zelezeb Yovel, you'll have to return it again when it becomes Yovel. Because that's the luck when you sell a field, especially a steachuza, a store that you're yashin from your father, if you sell it to somebody else, by Yovel you get it back. So you're also, one brother gets it back. In other words, it comes back to the matzav of Tvus Sabayis, like it belongs to the father, like, and they have to divide it over again. They have to make another chalukah. So Kizzi Birchman says it two places, here by Maise Behema and here by regular Yerusha. The Mor says it's three, Chani Birchman told us both places. Di Yashmin Hochloni here over here by Maise Behema, Balkam Rabbi Yechonam, because maybe Maise Behema is Dumya de Bincham. Have we had the possible before, Maise Behema is Dumya to Pidyin Aben. So Ma Bincha, just like your own son, a Kain, they give it to a Kain, is Bebor Lachot, like we know for sure it's your son, was born to you, there's no questions about it. So maybe Af Sharcha V'Tzoncha B'Boru L'cho, maybe there's a special drosha that here for Maisa Behema Yoni M'chui V'Maisa Behema, if you know for sure it's yours. So maybe really Rabbi Yochanan also by Yerusha it also you say Yesh Breira, but even though you say Yesh Breira, maybe it's special over here, it has to be clearly that it's yours from the beginning. So V'Maisa Behema maybe you'll be Pata, like it has to be like Neulah N'Yerushus Avol Soda. But over here where the brothers Yash in the field, maybe mecherud yom rachmon lehed de b'yovel. Only if you really sell it to somebody else, then does it come back to you by yovel. But Yerusha matan aloi. But maybe we yash in the fields, so we say yesh breira. Consider like this is your portion you got from your father. It's not a mecher, and therefore maybe did not return in yovel. And Yerusha matan you did not have to give back by yovel. So that's why the Biyachon teaches us even by Yerusha also it goes back by yovel. Now, the Yashmin and Sod, if I would have just heard, there's a locha by Sod here, that Achim Shecholku are called Lekuches Ninu, maybe I would have just thought to say Lechumra. Maybe Shadaz Abirchen has a suffix, whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So therefore, here it goes Lechumra to say that when the brothers divide up the fields, maybe it's Ein Breira, and it's considered like they border off one another, and therefore Lechumra, we tell them that they have to divide it over again on Yovel. Inam Yerel Lechetchila. It starts to come back the way it was lechatchila, you got it from your father. So by the end of Yovel, there's a new sfera, let it come back lechatchila. Or else Yovel Bechal has a locha, that everything goes back to the beginning. So for Yerusha, I would have thought to say, that's why he says Yovel, you go back. Avol hocha, but by Maisa Behema. Emeloi, over there, maybe no, maybe you would have the chiyuv to give Maisa Behema, maybe it is considered yours, is tricha. If I need the machlag, it's both cases that Yerchen holds, that first of all, you put it for Maisa Behema, because it's considered like a lekuach, like you bought it, and lekuach is put it for Maisa Behema. It's not considered, you got it directly from your father's rishus. So you need the machlag is both places. Now the Moshe Meisa, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Tmura, V'chein ha-shutfim shecholku. If two shutfim divided up, so echad noitel asara, v'yechad noitel tisha v'kelev. Let's say you have shutfim that first own these 20 things together, 20 animals together, and they divide it up. So one person takes 10 sheep, say goats, and the other one takes 9 goats and 1 dog. So the loch is shekneged akelev, like the shutfim that took the 10 goats. So one of those goats is opposite for the dog. So loch is asurin. All those 10 animals are also to be brought for korban. Because we don't know which one is called the Mechir Kelev. Like one of them is called an exchange for a dog. And that's absolute. An exchange for a dog is possible to be brought for Korban. See, if all of them are possible to be brought for Korban, since we do not know exactly which one. Yeah. But the opposite way. But Shim HaKelev, let's say the nine, that the one that received the nine goats and one dog, Mutarim, those nine sheep are for sure mutter for Korban, because those nine sheep are not called the Mechir Kelev. Yeah. Now the question is, V'yar mit Yesh Breira, according to Mandiyam that holds, you say Yesh Breira, that you could divide, take one out, and that's the one that was always supposed to be, is so Livra Chad Minayu, Labahadi Kelev. So even this person that received the 10 goats, like why do we say all 10 are also for Korban? Why don't I say just take out one of them? Choose whichever one you want, take out one goat, and say this goat is supposed to be the exchange for the dog, so that one is also for Korban, but Vahanach Lishtori, but all the other nine should be Mutta. So the Kasha according to Mandiyama that you hold the Yesh Breira. So my answer is, Omer Rav Ashi, E Dishova Kudal Lahadodi Hochinami. If all the animals will have an equal value to it, in other words, these 10 animals on one side, and the 9 goats and the 1 dog on the other side, if all like 10 goats and all 9 goats have the same value, so we know it's mamish 1 against 1, so then we know there's only 1 goat against the dog, so true, then if you hold the Yesh Breira, you just pull out any 1 goat you want, and we'll say that's the one that I made to be the exchange for the dog. And only that one goat would be also for Korban, but the other ones would be mutter for Korban. That's true if they all have the same value to it. But I'll tell you, Hocha v'mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about over here? To leishova kula ladodi, they don't have the equal value. V'shova l'hai kalbo chad humashu. In other words, it's like this. In other words, these 9 goats are not equal to the opposite 9 goats. And the pshat is the dog makes up for it. If so, like the dog is more valuable. If so, v'hai mashu moshech v'yosei b'kuloi. It's like all 10 other animals have a mechir, have a little bit to do with that dog. Because it's not an exact exchange each goat for goat. Because you take 10 goats. What the other one took? The other one took 9 goats and 1 dog. His 9 goats that he took, they're not equal, any one of them, to your 10 goats. Every one of those 9 goats are a little bit less value than your goats. So it comes out, how do you make the exchange? It must be because the dog is worth much more. So then the value of the dog like goes in exchange for every one of the goats. Because if we say one goat for another goat, but the one that took 10, he really has, his goats are worth a little bit more than the other one's goats. So how come? It must be the reason why you got a little bit more is because the other one got the dog. And the dog is worth much more. So it comes out the dog is a little bit in exchange in every single one of those 10 goats. There's a little bit in exchange for the dog. So that's why all 10 goats are also to use for a korban. So even if you hold the Yesh Breira, but here Breira won't help you. Because the Maisa, there's one, the dog is part of the exchange of all 10 goats. Because they're not equal to his goats. So that's why here all 10 are also. Now the Mishnah says, Hakel nechnosen ladir l'saser. Okay, when you have your 10 animals born to you that year, so you can bring all animals you have, go into your deer, into your corral, to start taking out one of the 10. Chutz, excluding min haklayim. If you have an animal that was born from klayim, meaning to say the parents were different breeds. It was a goat with a sheep, a goat with a lamb. So that's klayim. So the son now is called klayim. It's possible for korban. So if it's even possible to bring into the deer, it's not part of the tent to make up my sebema. Who treifa? Let's say an animal that's treifa also does not come included, because the pasuk says yavra tachas hashevet, it has to be able to walk, and some treifas can't walk, so it's not in the pasha my sebema. V'yoytze doifin, an animal that came out through the side, not through the regular womb. Or mechus hazman, before the animal was 8 days old. V'hayosam, meaning to say the mother died the same time the kid came out. All these are possible for korban. So they don't go into the deer l'saser. V'yezel yosem, what's called the yosem? Kol shemeis imoy. Oy shenishkoto v'yachakach yodo. But the mother died first and then the kid came out. So when the kid came out, he doesn't have a mother, that behemoth is possible for korban. And therefore it doesn't go into the deer. It's not called one of your 10 to make ma'aseh behemoth. Yebishua imeno, he argues and says, afilu nishkoto imo. Even if you shechted the mother first, the mother died first, and then the kid came out, but the mother's skin is still around, then ain't the yosem, that's not considered a yosem. That baby, the baby would still be kosher for korban. Gemara explains, of course, what used to do is they would skin the mother and take the mother's skin and wrap it around the baby. So it's considered as if it has a mother still. So therefore, that's not called a yosem. A yosem would only be if there's no skin around, that mother died, and she has no skin, there's no skin of the mother around. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Minor and Emili, how do we know these? That these things are not nichnosin ladil esaser. So Gemara says, Ton Rabbonin, this is a posse by regular korban. It says, shor oi kestet, the word oi. So a dash in prat leklein. You're only being a regular shor, a regular ox, or a regular kestet, a regular lamb, but not a klein, because when both together, breed it together, the kid is posse for korban. Then the posse says, oi eis, rosa goat, that's prat le nidma, where the kid, the babe, the behema, does not look like its mother. The parents were both goats, but the kid looks like a sheep, looks like something else. That's a nidma, it's also possible for korban. Then the pasuk says, ki yevoled, if he gave birth, so much from a normal birth, prat li yoytze dofen, if the behema comes out through the side, not through the womb, it's possible for korban. Then it says, v'ho yeshiv as yamin, has to be at least 7 days, by its mother first, then the 8th day, you could use it for korban. It's prat l'mechus asman, like when the behema is only 7 days old, it's not fit for korban. Then it says, it should be 7 days, tachas imoy, so mashma, the mother has to be alive. So that's promptly yosem. In the case where when the baby came out, the behema came out, its mother died at the same time, that's not fit to be brought for korban. So these things are possible for korban b'chlal, therefore what in, they're not nichnos l'dil esas, they're not part of ma'ase behema. Rabbi Yishmael b'noi, sh'Rabbi Yechon ben Brukah Omer, nema, kind of says over here, tachas ha-shevet. It says by ma'ase behema, take all 10, under the shevet, like strike them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For Nemalana says over there, by regular korban, tachas imoy. It has to be shivas yom, tachas imoy. And then it's fit to be brought for korban. So ma'al just like regular korbanis, prat l'chol ha-shemas alolu, all these psulim, klayim, and nidma, is not fit to be brought for korban, is afkan for ma'ase behema also, prat l'chol ha-shemas alolu. But they're not even nichnas ladir. Even though we had before a svara, maybe something goes into the deer, just it can't be brought for korban, or it may not, but you have to wait till comes a balmum. But here it's mashmino, it doesn't, it's not even nichmas ladir lesaser. These things are potter, it's not bechla, one of the 10. That's the posik of tachas hashevet. O makan, just like over here, by maise behema, prat l'treifa, because the posik says, a sheyarva, it has to be able to walk, and a treifa where its leg is cut off from above the knee, it can't walk. So just like an animal that can't walk is not bechlal ma'ase behema, is aflahal and prat l'treifa. Who would even learn out by shar kabonis? For korban, you can't bring a treifa for korban. Now the Gemara says, ha'kol lasu yamai. Our Mishnah starts off saying, ha'kol nechlos l'dir. Masma, everything goes into the deer, only excluding these. So what do we include when saying ha'kol, all animals go in? Like, shitin means new animals that were born to you that year. And we know either a zohar or a keva. So what's ha'kol? Samara says, "Lasu yehodatan rabbanan." That we don't get a price like this. That horoiva vihanirva, an animal that lived with a man, with a lady, fiha muksa, an animal you set aside to worship avodah zarah, fiha nevro, they really worship with it, for esnan, that's the pay you give a zayna, fiha mechir, that's the exchange you make for a dog, you sell an animal for a dog, but tumtum viandrugnis, or an animal that has both simonim or a tumtum, it's covered up, we don't know. These animals, even though maybe they're not fit for a korban, but still they're brought into the deer, they can be one of the 10 for ma'ase behema. And if it comes out to be the 10th one, so you can't bring it for korban, so you just have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the balam could eat it. That's the Chiddush in Mishnah. That akol nechnosim, even these psulim that are not fit for korban, still they go into the cheshbin of the 10 animals for ma'ase behema. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that tumtum viandrugnis einich nosum ladil esaser. He holds no. They hold tumtum viandrugnis called like a barrier bifnayatzmoi, so it's not called a zoch, it's not called an akev, it's called something else. Therefore, bichlal, it's not bichlal ma'ase behema. Now the Gemara says, v'tana didan. What's shown the first bright, the first tana here, that includes tumtum viandrugnis? They're also included, they go into the deal esaser. Why? And bichlal, what's shown all these psulim on ich nosum ladil esaser? Why? If you make the Xerish Shabbat Tachas Tachas Mikodeshim, Sahani Nami Loi. So all these last psulim we have in this last brayso, they should also be possible. since the apostle for korban, it should not be fit to be bringing into ma'aseh b'im rido. So what's pshat in the Tana of our Mishnah that these things are mutar, and only the psulim and the Mishnah are no good. If you make the gezeirah shomer tachas tachas, even these should also be posel, should not be bechlal ma'aseh b'im. Elamai vi lo yal, if you do not learn out. So I'll tell you, you don't make the gezeirah shomer then hani minolei. How does the time of our Mishnah know to say that a klayim, a yotzi doifin, are not nichnas l'dilas asa? I already know even that much. So what's pshat from the time of our Mishnah that these things are, and what it says in the Mishnah are not, how do you divide up? So Mor says, yes, li'er l'mrilo tel atan of our Mishnah gomer. He makes the gezeirah shomer tachas tachas. So really whatever's possible for korban is not nichnas l'dilas asa. Our Mishnah says Hakol Nechnos means even these last things is Roiva v'Nirba v'Yamuksa v'Nevad, and these things are posel for korban. So I tell you, v'Hani Rachmona Ravinu, these last psulim the Torah says clearly it is Nichnas Ladir L'Saser. Why? The pasuk says in Vayikra Ki Moshchosam Bohem Mumbom Lo Yirotz Lechem. It says the korban that has a mum is posel, you can't bring it for korban. It says Loshnov Ki Moshchosam. That's Loch of Hashchosa. Now, v'tono dever Rabbi Shmuel, that komokim shenema by hashchosa, whenever the pasuk says loshon of hashchosa, ein v'lo devar erva, it means either a chet of an erva, or else v'avoy dezora. Devar erva, how do we know it means a devar erva? The pasuk says, ki hishchis kol boser es darkei aloritz, that by the mabul, that all the people were mashkis the darkei, we know they had snus then. So devar erva, that loshon of hashchosa. Avoid the Zorah de Siv, paint Tashkison via Sisum Lachem Pesel Tmunas, Kol Semol Tavne Zocher and a Keva. So it says Loshna Tashkison, and it means making an idol to worship Avoid the Zorah. So it says the Apostle says it by Mum, and says Kim Moshchosim. So Dashon like this, V'chol Shal Mum Posel Boy, any like regular Korbin, if it's about Mum, you can't bring it for Korbin. So then, Devar Erva V'avoid the Zorah Poislam Boy. Who had been if the animal was a nevar or a muksa or had lived with a man or with a lady, you can't use that animal for the korban. But v'chol shein hamum poisaboy, like by ma'aseh behema, even though these 10 animals have mumim on them, still is nichnas l'dil asaser. But since there's no psul mum by ma'aseh behema, mature, you can't bring it for korban. But it has a lacha to take ma'aseh behema out of it. Take these 10, and even if the 10th one you take out has a mum, it's just the bialim has a right to eat it. But it still has a loch of Ma'aseh Behema. If so, since it has a loch of Ma'aseh Behema, you put it into the deer, l'sasav, even though it has a mum, if so, therefore, is aimed var erva, v'yavoy dezor poislam boy. Who had been if the Behema was a nevad, or was did erva live with a man, still it could be put into the deer, l'sasav. True, if it comes out 10, you can't bring it for korbin, but I call upon him, it is nichnas the deer, l'sasav. Yeah. Fahai. My maser, therefore these psulim go into my sebeima. Hoyv le posel by mumma. Since there's no psul mum by my sebeima, the posel says lo yivake ben toiv l'ra. You don't have to check it out between whether it's a toiv l'ra. Meaning to say, these 10 animals you put into your deer, even though some of them are bal mumim, still nichnas l'deer. And v'lo yimerenu, that you're not supposed to take tmura from my sebeima. So therefore. Dvar erva v'avoy dezora nami loy posel bei. Therefore, even though it has a psul on the behema that either is worshipped avoy dezora or else erva, it is not possible for this mitzvah of ma'aseh behema. Therefore, roiva v'nirva. If a man live with the animal, or a lady live with the animal, is dvar erva. It's called a dvar erva, and that's why the Brice in the Mishnah says akur nechnosim that this animal does go into the deal l'sasim muksa. V'nevad, we set it aside, you worshipped it, that's avoy dezora. V'esnan, you give a present, you pay the zayna, that's also called dvar erva, therefore it goes into a deal of sasser. Or mechir, when you exchange it for dog, that's ishkash li'esnan, always has the same halacha like an esnan. But since an esnan, which is a dvar erva, is nichnas deal of sasser, hu adin, a mechir kelo would also be nichnas deal of sasser. Tumtum v'yadrugnis, is ksav asveiku. We hold the pshat from Tumtum v'Yadrugnis is it's a doubt whether it's either a zocher or an akeva, but it's one or the other. So therefore, for ma'aseh behema, no matter what it is, it's nichnas l'dir. Either a zocher or an akeva, both of them are nichnas l'dir. Therefore, we hold it is take off ma'aseh behema from it. Now, when the Brisa said that Rosh Shimon Yehuda Rai may know, he holds that Tumtum Vandrugnis is not Nechnosin Ladila Saser, because Ksavr he holds the Girsa should be Lav Sveiku. He holds is not called a Sveiku, but rather it's clear the barrier Bifnei Atzmai. Therefore, it's not a Zarko, it's not a Mekeva, and therefore, it's Miyat Rachmona Gabi Kotchim. There's a special Miyat by Kotchim, it says, Zarko Vadi and Mekeva Vadois. The animal has to be a Vadi, a Zarko, or also a Vadi and a Keva. But Veloy Tumtum Viadrugnis, but not a Tumtum Viadrugnis that, according to the Shit of Shimon, is like a barrier Bifnei Atzmai, like a new creature. It's not a Zarko, not a Mekeva. So that's why he holds it's not Nichnas Adil Sasa. But we hold not that. We hold that it is either a Zohar or a Nekeva. We don't know. But it's one or the other. Therefore, no matter what it is, it's still Nichnas Adila Sasa. Yeah. The Gemara says, Maisa Nami, you saw the Gemara's question, and Maisa Nami, Goma Taka Taka Mikotchim, is from Reb Shimon. He learns out, Maisa Beima, from Kotchim, that just like Tumtu Vadrugnis is possible for Korbin, Hu Adin, it's possible for Maisa Beima. Tan Rabbanan, learn like this. It says, Hako Nechnosim Mudil Asasa. All animals go into your corral to start taking out Maisa Beima. Chutzman Aklam, like it says in our Mishnah, if it's a Klayim, the two parents were different meaning. Via Trefa, Divir Reb Lezer Reb Yehuda. Ish Kfar Bar Susa. Shom Hisad Ovi Mishum Reb Yeshua. Now, Omer Reb Akiva, that Akiva said like this, I heard from him, that Af Yoytzei Doifin HaMechusa Zman V'yosem. That who are dinu Yoytzei Doifin? And the animals of Mechusa Zman at less than 8 days old, or Yosem has no, and the mother died. So, also it's not Nichnas Dilas Asa. The question is, the Tanakamra doesn't say these last three psulim, Manushach. Igom Matakas Takas Mikotchim. If he learns out the Xerashom Matakas Takas Mikotchim, Haninami, these things should also be included in the, that it should not be Nichnas Dilas Asa. Haninami loy. V'loy gomar, if he doesn't learn out the Xerashova, Savish loy mitrefa, you understand, Kola Shayava Takata Shevet Ksiv. Anything that could walk through the Shevet could walk through, so that goes through Maisa Beima. But Pratla Trefa, Shein Reveris, if you have a Trefa that the legs were cut off from above its knees, it can't walk, so that's not Nichnas Adila Saser. That we understand, Trefa is good. Eleklai Minole. How do we know the behemoth's climb? Its parents were different types. One's a goat, one's a sheep. How do I know to say that's not Nichnas Adila Saser? So Mer says, Minole. The Mer says, yes, the earlier Mila tell you, Gomer. He makes the Xerish, he learns out Takas Takas. So how come he says that Hakam Tanakam holds that Yoytzei Doifin and Mechusa Zman is Nichnas Ladir? He holds like this. Over Yoytzei Doifin, so for that he holds Kreb Shimon. He holds like Kreb Shimon Shita. The Yomer, he holds even by regular Kochim that Over Yoytzei Doifin Vlad Malyu. He holds us a Vlad Mialyu. And therefore, Nichnas Ladir Lasaser it's fits for Korban also. Udloik Kreb Yechon, not like Kreb Yechon. He dashens it, no, that Yetzer Deif is not fit for Korban. Now, but Mechusas Zman, Sovolok Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda, also Reb Yehuda is like Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda, that we had before, that even though it's not 8 days old, but so what? Still it's Nichnas Adil Asaseh, because you could be Makdashit. It's only you can't bring it for Korban. But once it's born, it's called an animal that you could bring it into the deer and take out one from ten and be Makdashit like for Maisa Beima that you could do right now. Therefore, Mechusas Zman is also Nichnas Adil Asaseh. Yosom, how come when the mother died, does he say it's fit? Kagoyin, the case is talking about, Shashaleach Kayim, that the skin of the mother is still around. So that skin we can wrap around the kid, and the kid will like grow up that way, he'll feel comfortable that way, so it's still considered like the mother is here. Therefore, it's Nichnas Adil Asaseh. And but Rabbi Shimon, Letaimish, and goes according to his own time. The Yom Heels know, that I feel with Shochet Esimo of a Shlech Kayim ain't there Yosem. Okay, this Rabbi Shu, this Yosem Gon Shishra Shurech Kayim, if Rabbi Shu Tam, Rabbi Shu is the one that's saying this. Rabbi Shu goes like his own time of the Mishnah, that he says, I feel with Shochet Esimo, even though he shechted the mother, for a Shlech Kayim, and the skin is around, ain't there Yosem. That's why he holds, Yeshua holds, that these three psulim are nichnas adila sasser, because he does not from these psulim. Yeah. Talmud says, Heyed Rabbi Yishmoel ben Sasriel me'arkas Lavena, from this city, Arkas Lavena, lefnei Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, that b'mkoneinu, he was saying, oh, you know, in his place, b'mkoneinu, mavshite nesamesa, when the mother would die, the animal would die, they would take off the skin, or mavish nesachai, and they would wrap it around the baby that's still alive. That's what they used to do. Some Rebbe said, you know, nizgal time shemesh nesaino. Now we understand Pshat now Mishnah, that our Mishnah says like this according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if the skin is still around, it's not called a yosem, because this skin protects it, so it's not like a yosem, it's not like it doesn't have a mother. The skin of the mother still protects it, makes it warm, makes it comfortable. Now another thing he said over was, Chazerim Shabam Kamenu, the pigs in his place, Yeshlem Shishim Revuya, that 60 times 10,000, Klofim, that's how many folds it has in its stomach. So it's a shiloh, it's a guzmanat, and the Mashor speaks out here exactly what the Gemara means to teach us over here. Then, where beveis hamasis, in his stomach, in his pig's stomach, that's how many klofim, how many folds it has there. Now, pamachas, one time, another edus said of was that nofal eres echot shemekamenu, that one cedar tree once fell down in our place. The Ovru, it went through that cedar tree, Shesh Esrei, 16, Krono, 16 wagons, Achudoi, that's on its sharp part, that's how wide this tree was. This tree was so wide that not even the width of it, but the Chudas, the depth of it. The depth of the tree alone was able to take that 16 wagons could go through it. Yeah. Achudoi Achas. Now, Pamach, another thing said over one time it happened, that Nofla Beitzas Bar Yuchni, that's this big bird, it once took an egg and threw it down. Nofla Beitzas Bar Yuchni. And when that egg came down, the Tova Shishim Krochim was so big, that egg, that it drowned 60 cities. Vishovra Sholosh Melech Meyas Arosim, and it broke 300 cedar trees. So, first the question, Mishadilei, though this bird, the Yuchni, threw down its egg, I have said, the Pasuk says, Kona Frenonim Nelsa. Mashrashi says that it goes down nicely, it takes care of its eggs. It doesn't just throw the eggs away. Sakam is saying here right now, it threw its egg away. So my answer is, Amaravashi, Ahu, Muzroso Havoi. Here we're talking about that the egg was rotten-like. It was an old egg that didn't hatch. So that egg is not useless, therefore she threw that egg down. Yes, so that's exactly why the Gemara says these Maisim. That Mashiach talks about teaching us between the Goyim and the Yidden, teaching us there are certain things. Now the Mishnah says, Sholosh Gronos L'Maisa Beima. There are three times that you're supposed to take off Maisa Beima throughout the year. Now Maisa Beima is, let's say we hold it from Rosh Hashanah, from beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, and any animal that you have born that year, like from Tishrei till Tishrei, it's in one category. So if you have 10 born that year, you have to take off Maisa Beima. 20, 30, 40, 50, you have to take off. That's Midiraisa. Now with the Rabbanim made up the three times of the year, you have to look at your flock and take off Maisa Beima. Let's say 10 was born to you by Pesach. So you have to take off Maisa Beima by then. So that's called Shalosh Gronos. There are three different times that now with the Rabbanim, when it comes this time, you're not supposed to eat from your animals until you take off Maisa Beima first. So it's called Shalosh Gronos, like three silons for Maisa Beima, which is the Praisa Pesach, halfway before Pesach, meaning two weeks before Pesach, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Praisa Atzeres, which means 2 weeks before Shavuos, the Praisa Chag, 2 weeks before Sukkos. Yeah, these are the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, that with Rabbanan now, these are the Zmanim you have to take off Maisa Beima. Rashi explains that Midi Raisa, true, it's a mitzvah. But if you don't want to take off Maisa Beima, or before you take it off, if you want, you're allowed to eat your animals. Maybe even be Mavatla Mitzvah Saseh. But if you want to, you're allowed to eat from the animal. When it comes these times now, Midrabbanan, they said nothing doing. They made it like Tevel now. It's like the Tfuah. You can't eat before you take off Trumas and Maisris. They made it when it comes this time now. Now we do not want you to eat from your animals until first you take off the Maisa Beima.
Since that's the reason Manu Rabbi Kiva holds. Benazal Yoyma, no, B'yeshrim V'tisha B'yadar, a day earlier, the 29th day of Adar, B'yechod B'stiven, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, B'yeshrim V'tisha B'yav, also one day earlier, the 29th day of Av. It's a month, it's much more, it's a month and a day earlier. First one said, Rosh Hashanah. And this is Choftes Yetisha B'yav. Yeah. Right, the Reb Lezer for Reb Shimon Oimrim B'yechad B'Nisan, the three times is the first day of Nisan, B'yechad B'Sivan, the first day of Sivan, and B'choftof B'Elul, see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is, the 29th day of Elul. Now, V'lom Omer, why was it said B'yechad B'Tisha B'Elul? Why did he say the 29th day of Elul? V'lom Omer didn't want to say B'yechad B'Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yomtiv, and V'yevsha Lase B'Yomtiv, you can't like make Maisa B'Emer on Yomtiv, because Rashi explains what you have to do is take the 10th through, and the 10th one you put a strike, like you put a mark on it, or some paint on it, so you can't paint on Yomtiv, it'll be Tzaveya. So therefore, he doesn't want to take
them. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.